Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Brianna Approved Podcast. I have two brilliant guests on today. I have the founders of WeNatal, a prenatal supplement company that is intentionally designed for women and men. So we are going to talk about how men are a part of this equation. We have Ronit and Vita today, and WeNatal aims to change the narrative around fertility and pregnancy, shifting the focus from me to we, which we love because I always joke and say fertility is a team effort. So the inspiration behind WeNatal actually stems from Ronit and Vita's personal experience with pregnancy loss. And their goal was to really help people navigate this really complex and stressful world of preconception by providing clean and trusted products. So WeNatal is a female-founded led company, and they offer prenatal supplements for, again, him and her, and then a nice guide to help you journey during this crucial time. So thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm so excited to chat with the both of you today.
Thanks for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
I really love breaking down the nomenclature of things and really getting the proper terminology for stuff, because I think in the world we live in now, especially Instagram and social media, we hear a lot of buzzwords around very important and very multi-layered topics. So we hear prenatal, we hear fertility, we hear conception, preconception, and sometimes it kind of all gets lumped in together. So I would love to kind of hear just maybe a 30,000 foot view of what are maybe some of the main differences or definitions, or, you know, kind of how WeNatal defines sort of these different life stages of, you know, what prenatal even means, what conception means, and, you know, what fertility means.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the term prenatal, I agree, is totally misleading, because prenatal is before, technically, like before you give birth. But technically, we always say that our prenatal is also a postnatal. And for us at WeNatal, our formula is designed for the pre, during, and post stages. So it is very confusing, and I'm glad you're asking this question. Going back to your question about fertility, fertility is a spectrum. And at WeNatal, we don't believe that there is such a thing as infertility. I think that oftentimes when people go to the doctor and they get the term unexplained infertility, it's very discouraging. And at WeNatal, we're always talking about the ways to optimize fertility in both men and women. And there's so much that people could do. And unfortunately, our system is just not cut out to look at the different layers and isn't there to really help optimize people. And in turn, when you're optimizing your health, you're also optimizing your fertility. And then what was the third one that you were asking? Oh, conception.
Anything you want, yeah, conception or preconception, what that kind of means.
Yeah, preconception is a term that we talk about all the time at WeNatal, because this is the window, the at least 3 months before trying to conceive, that people really have the opportunity to improve their egg and sperm quality and in turn give their child the best gift that they can give them, which is essentially the best quality egg and the best quality sperm that meet together and give them a lifelong of health. And so we talk about preconception all the time. Some people call it trimester zero. Some people call it pre-pregnancy, but it's really an amazing time. And it's something that we're so passionate about, because in modern life today, how many people do you know that spend months getting fit to fit into like a wedding dress, or spent months on Pinterest designing their nursery, but really are not taking the time to optimize their health before trying to conceive? And we know that that 3 months is crucial, because during that 3 months, your egg is developing and is super sensitive, and you could do a lot of things to kind of optimize the egg quality. And same thing with sperm. Sperm is has this amazing property, regeneration property, and is regenerating every 71 days. And so the sperm in your man today is basically from 71 days ago. So you want to make sure that when you're conceiving, you had at least 2 to 3 months of diet and lifestyle changes, supplementation to ensure that that sperm is actually good quality sperm. And this is also important for when you're going down the route of IVF, when you're going down the route of freezing your eggs. Very important. We're obsessed with preconception to the point where sometimes people tell us, well, now I'm pregnant. Can I still take your prenatal? And we're like, yes. We also focus on pregnancy and postpartum, but we are obsessed with preconception.
Yes, that was amazing. Vita, do you? I know you are kind of busting at the seams. I could see too. I know it's an important topic for the both of you. I'm sure you have some insight you want to add as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a great question because there's so much miscommunication. Kind of one of the reasons we started WeNatal was because there was so much stress and confusion in this space. And we found it really hard to find the truth. We had doctors very, dismissive of miscarriages. We had doctors who say, take a prenatal, they're all the same. We had doctors saying it didn't matter if our husbands ate whatever they wanted, smoked weed, doing all the things. And so we want to be this brand of optimism and a brand that can really decipher through the science and get it to you in an easy way. And I think that's so much of who we are, is able to help people and give them optimism around what they can do, because we weren't given that in our journeys.
I love that you both said that. And you could tell that you're both so involved in this industry because you use the correct terminology, even saying things like optimize and support. Ronit, I know you want to chime in about something, I could tell.
Oh yeah, well, I just wanted to add one more thing. I think that just from our own experience, I had my first child when I was 38 and my second child when I was 42. And Vita said doctors are dismissive. Not all, but some, the conventional doctors and the conventional wisdom out there is as you age, your fertility declines. And if you're over 40, you're not really likely to be able to conceive naturally. But that wasn't our experience. My background being in functional medicine, just knowing that like there's so much that you could do, and your chronological age is not the same as your biological age. And even though I was 42 when I had Emma, I conceived naturally on my first try. I had a healthy pregnancy, healthy baby. And it's because I was doing all the things for years and years and really taking care of myself. And in my case, I would say like preconception has been the preconception timeframe for me was probably when I started to do work on my gut and optimize my thyroid and do all of the things. And it takes time. So I think it's important for people to understand that if they want to have kids one day, even if they're not in a committed relationship, they should be thinking about how can I optimize my health in order to one day be able to have babies.
Yes. I always tell people that even if you think you don't want a baby now, it's really important to have healthy cycles and understand your cycle because for women, it's kind of a report card of our hormones, number one. I love that you guys brought up the idea of even with IVF and these conversations. I had a friend who was going through freezing her eggs, and there was a part of me that wanted to say more information about, she kind of like parties a lot and her lifestyle, I would say, is not an A plus. And I think because at the end of the day, that is a business, right? And there's a lot of this scare tactics of, well, you're a geriatric pregnancy now, you're 35. And so if you freeze your eggs, it's going to give you this insurance. And
Right.
that's not the full story. If you're
Yeah.
freezing your eggs and the quality of your eggs isn't great and you're not setting up a healthy ecosystem and to your point, addressing all of those factors, then that doesn't always guarantee that you're going to be able to have a healthy baby. And a lot of the eggs are lost in the unfreezing process. And I love that you guys have your hot take on IVF isn't always necessary. And sometimes it should be a last resort. So I would love to hear. Maybe you guys talk a little bit more about if somebody's thinking about going down this journey, like what kind of audits should they be doing on themselves first, and maybe what the partner should be doing. So maybe from a male and a female perspective before they feel like they have to go in, because to both of your points, it is very defeating going into your gynecologist who you should be going in to be able to trust and have a conversation with. And they're like, these are your only options. And that's such a not complete narrative.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Gosh, that there's so many ways that we could tackle this question, but I would say, first off, before kind of going down the route of IVF and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and going through the most stressful, painful process, there's just so much that people could do to improve their egg quality, improve sperm quality. So, first of all, when couples, the research out there is out there that when couples go through IVF, 25% of the men are not even checked for sperm issues. So that's one out of four couples, but we know that 50% of infertility, of miscarriages happen because of sperm quality. And how easy it is to fix sperm is incredible. Research shows that with antioxidants, high dose antioxidants, there's a five times higher chance of their partner conceiving. So I would say make sure, A, before going to IVF, make sure that your partner is on a good quality prenatal. B, making sure that you're both doing all of the things to optimize your health. And what does that look like? That looks like, eliminating anything that reduces your fertility. So that's environmental toxins. So let's think about what you're doing every single day, breathing the air in your house, drinking water, right? So making sure that you have high quality water, like a good air water filter, a good air filter, opening your windows, not going into your house with shoes because that brings in a ton of toxins. And then the places where toxins lurk in your household are typically your bathroom and your kitchen. So cleaning those two places up from toxins, meaning plastics, which completely reduce sperm quality, any type of nonstick pans like Teflon, things like that. And then in your bathroom, typically for women, they're using, I think, like 12
Beauty
cosmetics,
products over the
beauty
counter.
products. That's the word. It's Monday morning. And my kids are finally back at school, so my brain is just starting to work. Beauty products is what I was looking for. And it's very important to know that your skin is the largest organ, and will absorb anything that you put on it. So making sure that you have cleaner beauty products, and it's so easy nowadays to find cleaner beauty. There are so many brands out there that we love. And we could share later on what, we have some free resources on our website, which we can point people to. And then it's adopting those things that are fertility boosting. So first you want to remove any fertility blockers. Then you want to adopt the fertility boosting things like eating real food, making sure that your diet is full of fruits and veggies and antioxidants and good fats and protein, prioritizing protein. I think that's a big one. And then the other two things that are kind of fertility boosting is sleep, making sure that you get restorative deep sleep. We both have Oura rings. We're obsessed with sleep at WeNatal. Our entire team has Oura rings. It's a big one. And then the third thing is mindset and adopting a practice that can help you navigate today's stressful world. And I know Vita likes to talk about this one, so I'll let her talk about that one.
It's also just one that's not often recognized as a key factor in your fertility. And it's some tools that I wish I had. Like I mentioned before, it's so stressful. And we're seeing more and more research show up about the mind-body connection. And if we're always in the state of stress or fight or flight, our body is going to have a harder time prioritizing conception. So finding those tools, whether it's breath work, meditation, mindfulness. We knew at WeNatal that supplements was one part of the equation, but not the only part. And that's why we came out with a journal. We knew we had to support anyone trying to conceive with simple tools, questions to do with your partner. If you're doing this on your own, how can you create community? How can you get back to 3 minutes a day of gratitude, even on the most stressful days, even when things seem like nothing's going right. I think it's most important to help your body get in a place where its conception is going to be more prioritized. And I think it's something that we don't always talk about. We think we're checking all the boxes with cleaner home products and eating healthier. And I have a lot of friends who came to me like, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing this and this and this, but they're so stressed about it that it's really tough. And back to the question about IVF and all that, there's so many things that we can do to help try to get our body to a state of conceiving naturally. And I truly believe mindfulness is a huge part of that.
Absolutely. The journal that you guys sent was so beautiful, and I love a good prompt. And I think when you're focusing so much on trying to have a baby and conceiving, it's supposed to be this really joyous time in your life. It takes actually a lot of the romance and sexiness out of it because you're like, all right, well, I'm ovulating and we got to go now. And you're stressed. And if you are doing IVF or you're trying all these different avenues, even if you know a lot of information, it can feel very overwhelming and daunting. And to your point, Vita, it is difficult to be like, how can I take time for me right now and take a step back and get back into, we're doing this because we want to create life. And the last thing my body's going to do when I'm stressed out is say, this is a good time to bring a baby into the world.
Exactly.
Totally.
And we always say it's so important for you to adopt all these practices, the food, the cleaner home products, all that, and even the gratitude, because life only gets harder and more stressful when the kids come. And if you have a good foundation, it's going to make it that much easier on the journey to becoming a parent.
Absolutely.
And then just a few other things before people kind of go down the route of IVF is just making sure that your nutritional levels, like looking at your nutritional deficiencies, really running blood work that looks at all of the things that could be impacting your hormones, looking at your thyroid levels. Now, not all OBGYNs are going to run a full thyroid panel, and not all doctors are going to, like, when you say, I want to look at my nutritional deficiencies, they're going to look at you like you're an alien, right? So, a lot of times it's finding a functional medicine doctor that's willing to look at you and really dive into the root cause. There could be gut issues going on, thyroid issues. There's also an amazing company called Poplin. They have like a pre-pregnancy blood work that they do, and they look at all the different markers that can impact fertility. So we love them. Their website is Get Poplin. And I just want to say that research shows that 1 out of 5 couples that go through IVF have a baby naturally second time around. And so there's definitely more to the story there. And there's, I think it might be like maybe like a slightly longer process because you have to implement diet and lifestyle. But also, it's important to do those things anyways if you're going through IVF. So, do those things. And then, if things don't happen naturally, then of course, do your IVF. And all of these diet and lifestyle tips that we talked about, including taking a high quality prenatal for him and her, impact the implantation of that during IVF. So, it's a win-win.
Absolutely. I always tell people if you're thinking about having a baby, or again, you're just saying, like, maybe in a year from now, or I don't even know where I'm going to be, you should treat it like you're training for the Olympics. You should treat your body that way, right? Maybe you're not going to qualify for the Olympics, but you're still going to go and you're going to practice every day. You're going to nourish your body. You're going to rest, right? All of this stuff. But the same thing with a sport or Olympics. The day that the race happens doesn't mean that you just totally give up, and it changes you in a way, in a positive manner. And I think a really underserved community is the postpartum women community. I'm sure men are as well, but I think there's probably some more conversations around postpartum and women. And then, miscarriages and pregnancy loss. And there's a lot of, shame and guilt and taboo and I think misinformation. And I think that those are two things that are a really important part of kind of completing that circle of preconception, we're pregnant, postpartum and all of that. So do you either of you have any, advice to those maybe experiencing some of that, let's say, whether it's the grieving process of, going through this really arduous fertility journey, or maybe they're in this, they have the mom guilt of, wow, this is great. I've been wanting this so bad and I have this baby now and I'm in postpartum and I feel like I am just losing it. And I'm sure there's a sense of grieving an old version of you. So what would you maybe say to some of the moms and dads that are going through that?
Yeah, I've definitely experienced both. So I can talk from a very vulnerable state. My journey with miscarriages, I've had two. And definitely with the first one, I felt everything that you said, the shame, the guilt. I thought it was all me. I went through a horrible postpartum depression after that, really just blaming myself. And it was coming out after my second one and Ronit and I starting this company together and all the research that shows that men are 50% of the equation that we realize like fertility is not a women's health issue. You said it perfectly. It's a team sport. And it's the biggest like duh and aha to most people. They're 50% of the baby, the male and the female. But yet, societally, over history, we have pretty much ignored men in this equation. And so it's so exciting for us. And we have so many men who are so excited to be part and like do something to help their partner to be putting their best foot forward. And so, what I'd say about just simply the men's equation is that it's time for us both to prepare for the team sport together and putting our best foot forward. And Ronit said all the reasons why preconception is more important than it ever has been. Also, because even if we're eating healthy and we're doing all the things, our food is just not as nutritious as it once was in our grandparents' generation. Eating an orange in our grandparents' generation is equivalent to me eating eight oranges today. So just know that even if you're eating healthy, our soils are depleted and the same amount of nutrition is not there. Supplementation is one of the easiest ways to build those nutrient reserves. And like we said, like if you're just, anywhere in the journey wanting to become, it's great to build those stores so you're set for your kind of future desires. But as it results, so that's one on the male side. As it results to postpartum, that's an issue that actually we've been talking more and more about because so many people think also that they've had the baby, they can stop taking the supplement. But really, postpartum, you're actually in some ways more depleted than being pregnant. The baby takes all the nutrients that it needs. So it leaves mom super depleted. And now you're taking care of another little human. You're sleep deprived in most situations. And a lot of times that nutritious, if you're breastfeeding or all the things, you need that nutrition now more than ever. So postpartum is a huge area of opportunity to discuss how mom is also kind of restored. And same with dad. He's also now probably more sleep deprived than he's ever been. Staying on a great multi that could also be a multivitamin like we needle for him is incredibly important for your immunity so you can be 100% for your future children and an area of opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's so great that men are becoming a part of the conversation, not just like, oh man, they have those pretty blue eyes because of me, but it's like, hey, no, this is we're co-creating this human together and we both need to be involved in this. And I know that you have, which I love this. Most companies really just focus on maybe just prenatal for women or post, partum. So I would love to hear you guys before we do some rapid fire, just talk a little bit about some of the key ingredients that are in the WeNatal, the men's version and the women's version, and maybe some of those nutrients that, to your point, are difficult to get from the diet alone. Even if you're living the best, healthiest Zen Buddha lifestyle, supplements can really be a great ally in that journey, especially after you're going through that, talk about a hormonal marathon of postpartum. And yeah, what are some of those nutrients maybe that you can find and to look for? Because all ingredients are not created equal. And I know that you guys have GMP standards and on all the great things. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so I would say before jumping into what nutrients are in WeNatal, I want to talk about what's not in WeNatal. So if you look at a lot of supplements, there is a paragraph of fillers and binders and colors and all sorts of junk underneath the nutrition label. And at WeNatal, we don't have any additional ingredients. What you're getting in the capsule is legitimately just the nutrients that are in the prenatal. And so I think this is important for anybody taking any supplement to be aware and to look for anytime they're looking at any label. The other thing is making sure that your prenatal is third-party tested and validated. That's a huge one for Vita and I. We want to make sure that our manufacturer is putting in exactly what needs to go in there. And so what third-party testing does, it looks at and makes sure that the levels are there that should
Broke up.
be. It also looks at heavy metals and it looks at bacteria and all sorts of things and just make sure that the quality of the prenatal is clean and pure. And then as
Really
far
quick,
as the
it froze. Did you want her to repeat that? Because it completely froze.
Yeah, I'd imagine you're probably just talking about some of the testing that you're doing, like heavy metals, E. coli, bacteria, pesticides, right? When they're doing their batch testing.
Yes, exactly. So we want to make sure, and anybody who's buying any vitamin supplement should always ask if it's third party tested, because I think so much research is coming out that's showing that like a lot of supplements that are sold on Amazon are just not as potent as they claim to be.
Uh-oh.
Am I still there?
Yeah, I don't know. Broke up. It's okay.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, let's talk about the nutrients that are crucial in a prenatal. First of all, it's important that your B vitamins are methylated. So methylated meaning bioavailable that anybody can absorb. A lot of prenatals have folic acid, which is a synthetic form that many people cannot process. And so you want to make sure that your prenatal has methylfolate or 5-MTHF, making sure that it's bioavailable, that anybody can utilize that nutrient. So both our men's and women's have folate that's bioavailable. You want to make sure that your dosages are actually correct dosages, because a lot of prenatals will have all of the nutrients that are needed, but the dosages are so low to make a difference. One example is choline. Choline is needed for baby brain development. It's crucial for pregnancy and postpartum. During pregnancy, it's recommended that a woman gets 450 milligrams per day. And during postpartum, if you're lactating, 550 milligrams. Our prenatal is the only prenatal on the market that has 400 milligrams. And the reason why we have so much is because it's very hard to get choline from your diet.
But yours is the only prenatal it cut out. Yours is the only prenatal that has how much? 550 milligrams of the choline?
We have 400 milligrams because an average American is getting on average 285 milligrams per day. Choline sources are eggs, liver. But if you're not eating those things, it's very, very important to make sure that you're upping your levels. There's one prenatal on the market that's super popular and it has 50 milligrams of choline. Like, that's alarming to me. So making sure that your levels are up to par, and then comprehensiveness, making sure that the prenatal that you're taking has, our prenatal has 24 ingredients. Some prenatals on the market, just look at the label, has 10, 12 ingredients, not enough ingredients. We wouldn't take out one. Calling out some ingredients that others don't have, like iron, for instance. Prenatal has iron, and it's important because during third trimester postpartum, a lot of women become iron deficient. And so it's important to make sure that you are getting additional iron. Vitamin D is another big one. We have 4,000 IUs of vitamin D. Low vitamin D is linked to so many issues in general health, but also in pregnancy. So it's very important. And then on the men's side, I would say antioxidants, like I mentioned, L-carnitine, vitamin C, vitamin E, N-acetylcysteine or NAC, zinc. Men taking those nutrients have way higher chances of conception. CoQ10 is another nutrient that's very important. Prenatal has 200 milligrams of CoQ10. And it shows, these nutrients have proven studies that show that it improves sperm concentration, motility, morphology, that's the shape. So when Vita and I saw these studies after we had our miscarriage, and our doctor was like, there's nothing you could do, you're just old. And I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. I want to see, you know, what's going on. And we realized that we were neglecting our partner's health. And once we put them on, we kind of created a concoction, and it ended up being like they had to take like 10 or 12 pills. They were amazing. But I got pregnant 3 months later. Vita got pregnant 6 months later, once our partner was on these high dose antioxidants. And then recently added to our little prenatal family is omega-3, our DHA, EPA, which is crucial for baby's health, mom's health, dad's health, reducing inflammation, all of the things. I don't think I need to explain to your audience why, like, being on a good quality omega is important. And so that's been amazing as well.
Now, I love that you brought up the idea of the proper dosage. So many people get this wrong because there's so much marketing puffery and the package is pink and it's got a stork on it and whatever. And it's like, right, but what's the clinical efficacious dose that the research shows is going to actually move the needle for supporting the mitochondria and the cell and reducing free radical damage? And I know you guys, I believe it's 3 capsules a day, which is pretty unheard of for a prenatal. That's a lot of people forget that equation. Something only works as well as you take it. So if it's a 6 a day and you're like, I'm only taking 2 capsules, you're not going to get that full efficacious dose. So that's really nice that you have 3 capsules.
100%.
Yeah. Important to us. We got the density of,
Yes, go ahead, Vida.
We got the nutrient density of 6 to 8 capsules in 3 because, like you said, I couldn't take them all when we were pregnant trying to take 8 to 10. To get all the nutrients, it was impossible. Ronit was a champ. She was downing them, and I was like nursing maybe 2 to 3 a day. And so we realized we have to make this easier. We wanted to make it more sustainable. We were ripping plastic packets every day. So we made the jar beautiful. I was hiding like 10 ugly vitamin pills in my, and then I wouldn't take it because I wouldn't see it and I wouldn't remember. And so there's a lot of intention behind the jars, the sustainability to make a future better planet for the humans we bring into it. And making it as easy as possible, but yet getting all those nutrient density that clinically backed every ingredient, every dosage, which you recommend. And if anyone wants to geek out on our website, there's research behind every single ingredient and every dose. And that's just something we weren't willing to compromise despite, you know, all the competitors out there. We actually didn't think the world needed another prenatal. We were so focused on making a men's one. But when we realized what was out there, we thought it's time to reinvent the women's world as well.
Absolutely. I will link the website in the show notes. And what a lot of people don't realize is that all ingredients don't play nicely together. CoQ10, very hard to formulate, does not play nicely with others. So getting ingredients and vitamins that are bigger, B12 is a really large molecule, trying to get that down. So people don't always realize, like, why do I have to take 3 capsules? Because if you want the right amount, then you have to make sure that they work together, not only the ingredients, but synergistically in your body as well. And your formulation is, I'm an ingredient snob, and I love all the ingredients that you have formulated. You could tell that you have really done your science research and dug into all the PubMed articles. I'm sure many tabs were open on your computers.
Yeah. And yes, honestly, we're very lucky to have an awesome advisory board, including Dr. Mark Hyman and Kelly Levesque and Kathy Swift, who they call her the mother of functional nutrition, and a ton of other awesome doctors and nutritionists that definitely the formulation was a labor of love, and it took us over a year to create the formulation.
I love it. And it shows. Now, before I let you guys go, I want to do a couple of fun rapid fire-ish questions so people can, you know, see your great personalities. So we'll ask a couple questions, then we'll tell people where they can find you and where they can learn more and buy your amazing supplements. So are we ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. So obviously getting pregnant, staying pregnant, it's a relationship like any other relationship in your life. So there's going to be, you know, deal breakers and non-negotiables and red flags, right? All the things that sometimes we ignore. So what would you say is one of your biggest fertility red flags or deal breakers that you have when you're having the conversation with somebody? It could be fertility, red flag, deal breaker, pregnancy or postpartum.
You mean with your partner? With a partner?
No, with your. It could be with your partner. It could be with your own health. It could be with a supplement that you use. It can be with research that you're doing. So something that you either absolutely have to get out of your life or something that absolutely should be a part of your personal fertility journey.
I would say like one big red flag as far as like, I mean, it could be anybody, right? But the marijuana use and smoking, I think, living in the state of California, it's legal. And people think that if it's legal, it's fine. Or if it's common, it's okay. But it's a huge fertility killer. So I would say that's a red flag. Vida?
She took mine. As pure best friends, we oftentimes complete each other's sentence. But outside of that, I'll go back to my the negative mental health, which I definitely endured multiple times. And so the one thing I could say within our control, and it takes practice like any muscle, every time those negative self-doubt, those blaming come in your head, you have to start having narratives or mantras, whatever works for you, to reshape and really be grateful for whatever you've given. And I think especially in the fertility journey, it's easy to look left or right and see, really easy for someone eating junk all day and then they got pregnant in 2 seconds, or, you know, I've done IVF 14 times and this person. So everyone's journey is their own, and just really trying to go back to yourself and what you can do. I know it's easier said than done, but I'll go back to, like, you can control your own mental health, and investing in that will be invaluable.
I love that. Another question I love to ask people actually is, because I think it's easy to have these mantras and prompts and all that when things are, you're having a good day, you have a good run going, but sometimes you're like, listen, I need a bumper sticker version. I need one line to pull me out, a theme, a word, a vibe, whatever it is. So do you have, when you're having, let's say, one of those days where you're playing the comparison game, or the I'm feeling bummed about this kind of day, or I call it your shit day protocol, what's kind of maybe a mindset or a mantra or a bumper sticker version of what you would say to somebody or even to yourself when you're having an off day? Because I think it's easier to be nicer to your friends sometimes, right, than ourselves. But that's usually the advice that we need to hear as well.
Yeah, I would say for me, when I had my miscarriage at the age of 41, I thought, like, oh my gosh, will I ever get pregnant again? Will I have another baby? And one friend who also happened to be my functional medicine doctor at the time said to me, this isn't the end of your story. And I literally held on to those words, and I kept saying to myself, this isn't the end of my story. And I believed it, and it wasn't. And so I think when people are in things, they don't understand why. They don't understand, why is this taking so long for me? Why am I having all these miscarriages? Why is, you know, whatever it is, why is the grass greener? But, you know, enough time will go by and you'll have that perspective to understand why, because there is a reason why we go through our journeys. And it's believing that this isn't the end of our story. And maybe the journey there isn't exactly what we imagined, but you'll end up getting where you should be going.
I love that. You guys should put that on your next water jug tumbler. It's beautiful.
I love that.
We'll add to it.
Yeah, right under the wee needle. I love it.
Yeah. It's similar. I also really go back to things happen for a reason and trying to believe that. And my current mantra right now is I have everything. And constantly I say to myself, I have everything. Like, when we realize, just having the perspective that just having food on the table, having, you know, living in the US where we have so many rights, and I know it sounds silly on some days, but we really have everything. We have to be grateful for everything we have and really call in more abundance. But lately, that's kind of the one I'm using to remind myself, even when I think I have nothing, or like you said, I've had many of those shit days where it feels like nothing's going right and maybe the world is against me. Getting back to, even like in the journal, which is sometimes the hardest prompt for me, is one loving thought for myself, because I'm typically very hard on myself. If I can even go back to one thing that went well, or one thing that day I'm grateful for, or one loving thought for myself, I start to reshape my narrative a little bit.
One is a really powerful number, and it's really powerful. People don't realize the power of one compounded over time can be truly impactful.
Yep.
Okay. One last question for the both of you. I'll give you an option to answer either. Okay. And then you can tell everybody where to follow them. So either, I always love asking a piece of, you know, health or career advice you would love to give your younger self, or wish you would have actually listened to younger on, or if you could create a new PR campaign for fertility, conception, pregnancy, what would it be? Because to your point, there is a lot of, I think, misinformation out there, oversimplification, women not feeling heard, being dismissed. So just leave us with some wisdom, some feel good stuff, even though you've already given us so much good stuff today.
Okay, I want to start. I think it applies to both my career and my fertility journey. I really want your listeners to trust their gut for so many reasons, because one, you have to be your own doctor in a lot of cases. Doctors are amazing, But typically what I found in my own personal journey is they're busy, they're seeing multiple patients, and no one knows your body like you do. You almost have, and the same way in your career, even the best manager isn't advocating for the way that you can advocate for yourself. And so when I mentor people in the corporate world, I'm always saying, like, you're your own brand manager. You're the one that's gonna tell us everything you've done. You can't count on a leader or someone else to like get you a raise or, you know, really recap what you've done. And in your own journey, it's important to do the research, know your stuff, look for what you're looking for and not, because we've heard all the scary stories of women giving birth and not trusting their intuition and things go horribly wrong. And so all I'm really advocating for is anyone in their health and their career, trusting your intuition and being a voice for your own personal journey, whatever that is.
So beautiful. So well said. I always tell people you are your best clinical trial and you've been in your relationship with your body the longest.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times we're silenced by people who we think are professionals. I've done it in my own corporate career, people above me, or in the medical world where I just took what they said. But the reality is you have to do the research yourself, and it could be complimentary, but it could also empower you to want to do more, which is why how our journey kicked off, really.
I love that.
Yeah, I agree with
anything
Vita.
Else you'd like to add?
I agree with Vita as far as just being your own advocate for your health, for your career, speaking up, following your gut. I think at We Natal, anytime we followed our gut and had a good feeling about a partnership or, you know, a relationship or an employee, it always went really well. And a lot of times as women, or just generally, we learn to kind of like, I don't know, not trust our gut. And now a year and a half after launching We Natal, we're like, okay, we always have to listen to our gut, because the proof is anytime we didn't, we, you know, things didn't go well for us. And then as far as rebranding fertility, I think we're on a mission to rebrand it as a couple's journey. And it's not just on women's shoulders, and it takes two to tango, it takes two to make a baby, and it takes two to make a healthy baby. So that's my PR campaign for fertility.
Oh, I love that. It takes two to make a healthy baby. Put that on your next mug launch as well. When they're taking their vitamins, they could have their tumbler to take it with it, right? A little paired action.
Exactly.
Okay. I love it.
Oh my God. This was so much fun. I have to have you guys back on because I want to definitely dive deeper into nerding out a little bit more and science and all of that, but I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm so appreciative to connect with the both of you, and I have a feeling we'll definitely be chatting in the future. But how can people find you, find your supplements, learn more? Where do you all live and play? Instagram, website, and this will all be in the show notes so people can go back to that later.
Amazing. So our website is wenatal.com. Our social media, which we share so much research, and we have Science Tuesdays, and we share it in a fun and easy to understand way. @we_natal. Anytime we post anything about men's fertility, we have hundreds of thousands of shares because we're assuming that women are probably sending it to their partners. And then we have a free preconception guide on our website. If you go to wenatal.com/guide, you can download our 9 tips for preconception. And that guide is very useful because it has actual products that we recommend and resources. And then if anybody has any questions, we love being people's resource. There's so much misinformation out there. If anyone ever wants to get in touch with us, they could DM us on Instagram or they can email us at care@wenatal.com. We respond to every single DM, email, question, comment, anything. So
amazing. Well, thank you so much, the both of you, for being on the podcast. And I can't wait to see the tumblers that you launch eventually with all your new taglines underneath.
We love it.
We're excited. Thank you for having me.
Ciao.